Everybody, gather around, y'all. Let's put our hands together real quick.
Mm-hmm.
May your cup be forever full.
Yeah.
Ever, ever full.
With whatever you choose.
May Santa bless you with many fitteds under your trees.
A tree of fitteds. I could see you doing that.
I would love that. Some fitted ornaments. That's the next move.
Oh.
It's the Hidden Six, episode 79. It's Christmas, y'all. Yeah. Let's run it.
Oh man, Craig, it's cold outside. Let's take a shot.
Let's warm up.
Ta-da.
Please.
Mm-hmm. That's what.
If you didn't know,
Mel was.
Is that you like that? You fucking with it?
Yeah.
I'm fucking with that.
Craig has a great, amazing taste in liquor. He'll go across the gamut. He's a foodie to liquor. So when I saw the blackberry medley here, I'm like, interesting. I've never seen this before.
Yo, it hits though.
But I'm sitting here and I smelt something and I was like, no, that's not it. You're trying to get me drunk with this sweet liquor, Craig.
I like it. I like it.
In your 70s style basement.
Mr. Zane hitting up the blackberry mixture. Ooh. The melody. Space Boy Elroy back at you with another one. Man, it's Christmas. It's Christmas crunch.
It's crunch time.
As of this recording, we're 3 days away, y'all.
Yes.
When you hear it, could be after. If it's after, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays
if it's
to everyone
on Christmas
out there.
Day, even better. We even appreciate better. You and we're enjoying it. I'm somewhere getting drunk playing video games.
What better gift to unwrap than giving your loved one a subscription to the Hidden Six?
All of them. Give the world.
A lot's been going on out there beyond all the shenanigans. I don't want to derail it, so I'm going to let you start it off because I was going to just go totally impromptu, and I'm sure I can throw what I've got. I'll sprinkle it in there.
Yeah, listen, you're welcome to. Let's mosey on into it.
Let's do it.
The malls are packed. On my way here, I saw a massive lineup to the mall.
Yo.
And I'm just thinking, why would you want to go to the mall now?
Why, people? Please, please prepare if you can. You know, if you're somebody who has to do that last minute because of the way that your pay might fall, like there's reasons for it. There's justifications to it.
That's
but
true.
I think 75% of y'all out there are just utterly panicking.
Yeah.
Utterly panicking.
I think there's also probably a 10%. Some little freaks out there that like the rush.
There are.
You have to be able to like sitting in line to on the highway.
Yeah.
Highway.
To fight for
to
that
go
last
in line
parking
for
spot.
Parking spot. To go in line in the store that's
so
about
true.
To close.
So
somebody's
true,
getting wet to that.
100%,
right? So shout out to them. Shout out to the people that do not celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. Shout out to all you. Whatever you're celebrating, whether you're celebrating or not.
Hanukkah, Festivus for the rest of
100%, 100%.
Us.
100%.
Right?
It's one of my favorite things about Christmas for me personally is that I have such a mixed bag, so many different cultures, so many walks of life that I have always been able to have people pull up and celebrate accordingly.
Right on.
You got
right
that
on.
Boy that said, I'm not celebrating it, but yo, let's see what you got. Let's rock out on that new system.
Oh,
let's
man.
Play that game.
There's some people that say they don't celebrate and they're like, I'm not coming out the house.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see you. I was speaking to someone this week, shout out Jazzy, and she was like, yeah, we don't do Christmas. We don't celebrate. And then it took me about like an hour later to realize that it's a religious thing.
Correct. In most cases.
Right?
That's going to be it, right?
And I'm like, so you
cultural
don't...
slash religion.
Yeah.
Is gonna
He's
play.
Like, well, I can celebrate my mom's birthday. And I'm like, yo, listen.
Now, with that being said, so the thing that is great is there are many cultures and religions who don't celebrate it, There are few that don't permit it. Those get a little dicey,
Ooh,
right? So there are some people who can't celebrate Christmas
yeah.
out there,
Okay.
right?
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with
Yeah, we
this.
always had that with my grandma. So she was Jehovah, which
Yeah.
is always an interesting,
Same thing as a person that told me no celebrate
right?
Christmas. Look at
Always an
that.
interesting way to go
Yeah.
around, but they always find a way to let you know that they're thinking about you, that they want to be there with you. They just can't,
Oh, they do
they
have a
can't put
way?
that energy out there
Okay.
and directly say, you know, Merry
That's
Christmas
that
for that
they have
example,
that do
right?
not resuscitate thing, right? Or no
Many
blame.
of them do, yeah. Yeah, it's
Damn.
very vicious out there
Can you
still.
handle your significant other bleeding out on the sidewalk and not bringing
Oh.
her back to life because you just found out you guys started dating and
Man, it's
you
Christmas. Don't go into heaven right now.
Ooh, Craig, we got a show for you.
Oh shit. I was admittedly, I was one of the people that had to go to the mall last minute. I was not intending to. So I was a good boy this year. I had
Nice.
all my shopping, or what I thought was all my
Okay.
shopping,
All
done
right.
by the beginning of December.
You're a smart guy. So you
Ugh.
didn't depend on Canada Post
None of that.
for not
Because
bringing your
it's not that
stuff.
I saw it coming, because I
Okay.
didn't. I
Okay.
definitely didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they're back to
That
work.
strike was crazy.
That strike was fucking
Now, are
nuts.
you rooting for what side?
What side am I on?
Yeah.
Get your ass back to work. Get
Craig?
your ass. I throw a bucket of water in your fucking drum barrel of
Craig's
fire.
like, I need my lube. You
Yeah.
guys get that shit delivered. Stop fucking around.
Like, there's totally a
Holy.
reason for that. And no, but at the end of the day, just last minute, you know, we had a lot of things that we were planning, some get-togethers, and there was a lot of unknown factors.
Yeah, you be busy. You be
We
busy,
were
boy.
trying to organize like a Secret Santa vibe. I was trying to think of the best way to do it so that everybody left happy and nobody was excluded. And I thought that would be the best way to do it. But just given the amount of people that are coming through for Christmas this year, we decided against it. And, you know, I started getting individual texts outside the group chat
Ooh.
of what people were
The
getting.
problem is, you need to move that tree.
You say, I
Yo.
need to get something more
Listen, you
central.
have too much shit on that because when anybody comes into your house,
Yeah.
they're like,
Yo, I'm anybody
I
that stops
want.
in front of my crib other than you today.
Yo, get
I'm
it.
like, yo, who that? Yo, who is that? Yo, close the blinds.
They're like, yo, I want the one in the back.
Just close the curtains.
Everybody, yeah. You definitely have to be
Yo.
aware that people are gonna have that expectation. But it's something you gotta deal with.
100%.
Listen, you know what it is?
100%.
It means well because you just wanna share and show the respect and love for the people that you have in your
You love
life.
to see people's faces, man, and
You
it's
can't
all
go wrong with
about
that. The kids are happy,
that's it, man.
right?
It's all about wants. It's about needs. It's about all
Yeah,
that.
that's true, right?
It's
Because
about all that.
I got a lot of videos now in my algorithms of don't get your friends a gift. And I'm like, no, I wanna my buddy just bought me golf clubs and he's gonna get him, you know, certain things.
Damn,
And I'm like,
you got some good friends
I
though.
was mad because I'm like, man, I don't want these because okay, hear me out. I have my set of clubs that I'm
Oh, you're familiar with. Yeah, you got that bond.
so
You broke with Lucille,
I'm like, you
basically.
guys should have thrown me off my game. So now I would have to get, yeah, now I got Michelle now.
Okay,
I gotta, you know,
fair. You got to take care of
Xena.
them
Yeah, I
next,
gotta get
right?
rid of them next, get ready
Oh,
too, right? So
man.
when people say don't get your friends gifts, I get it. I would always I never feel there's something nothing wrong with finding somewhere of showing your respect for somebody, whether it's you buy them a drink
Yeah,
or
it could be
something
something
like that.
small, right?
Because we don't do enough of that. If anything, you should be able to tell your fellow person, yo, I appreciate you
Yeah, in some way,
here.
form or fashion, right?
Right?
The one thing that I will say is definitely going to be a common occurrence between you and I is if you're coming over, you're not leaving hungry. That's the one thing that is guaranteed. Now, if
Gotta
you
think of
don't
something
feed your
else.
friends, you're a fucking animal.
I do stress out when you come because I look at the time you come in the day and
Yeah.
I'm like, man, if it was a Sunday, Sunday,
Did
that
he
means
eat
you would have had
yet?
dinner. Yeah, it's always on my mind. I need to step up my game on that pepper, on the pepper thing because I'm always trying to
No
concoct, but it
worries.
never works out because the pepper is not as hot when you get it versus when I'm doing it. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
As we're talking about gifts,
Yes, let's go.
shout out to Papa Trudeau with a big gifts, no GST, no HST, am I correct?
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows, Zane. So if you're not from Canada, if you're one of our listeners outside of the country, welcome. Sit down, have a seat. We're gonna
Have a
talk a
drink,
little
have a drink.
politics to y'all as we do time to time. But yeah, so our prime minister, or you know, the great 51st state of America, as some may call it at this
Oh,
point, it's
it's
a nice
fun.
running
We
meme.
put up a strong argument.
So we have different types of tax, as most places do.
Yes.
Yeah. And our prime minister has generously waived some of these taxes on certain products for a period of time of 3 months in Canada.
Now, was it HST that came in about like maybe 20 years ago?
Correct. So there used to be PST, which is provincial sales tax, and GST, which is government sales tax. Yeah. But GST, you can never escape, right? GST is government telling you, I don't give a fuck where you at, what you contribute. Let me put that. PST used to be your province based on based on how much you contribute
to your state or your
and how much of your overall federal funding that you give. Anyways, they did away with the PST and they did HST, which was harmonized sales tax,
which nobody liked,
mainly because it sounded nicer.
It's like, what,
you got fucked in a nicer way,
making up on, like, right? FST, yeah. Coffee tax.
So they decided that, you know what, this GST thing that we've been taxing y'all on since we were a fucking country, we're gonna put that on hold for a little bit. My gift to you. And nobody understands it.
Okay. So with that being said, they said it's on clothes.
Yes.
For kids.
Some clothes. Yes.
For kids.
100%.
Toys and stuff.
Yes. Electronics to some degree.
Some food.
Some food. Not dairy. Not
liquor.
So liquor is...
Fine liquor. I think liquor's been...
Anything under 7% is tax exempt.
God damn.
What you got? Open the threshold. I'm half and half right now.
Stumbled up. Craig's like, I made it.
Yeah. So anything under 7%, anything that's plus 7% is no
tax. And it runs till...
tax, rather.
It's funny. It runs till February 15th, leaves room for Valentine's
Day. You know...
I saw that family day.
You
I saw day. That. Now, that being said, some people are happy. I think it's people who have parents, kids, that when they go to Costco and stuff, the stuff they can buy, it's better for them all together.
Yeah, there's definitely some deals to nab,
right?
With that,
100%, right? But a layman like me and you barely will.
Nah, and I think it's physical shopping and not online as well.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure it only has to do with, it's only exempt in-store.
Yeah.
Money in pocket, right? So it is so fucking confusing, Zane.
But the other aspect of that, as grateful as we should be, people are saying that somehow somebody has to pay for that.
Guess who? Come on now.
No, I didn't ask for that favor.
It was at your front door.
I hate when you do me a favor,
but
I didn't ask me after. Like in the other room, and then you come and made it seem like you did me a solid. Like, I didn't ask for that. You just, I didn't sign this contract. That being said, I got word while I'm at work, I think it was Tuesday or Monday, when you're like, hey, Christina Freeland?
Yeah.
Our finance minister.
Ex-finance minister.
Craig. You're right. Ex-finance minister. Now, in Canadian politics, probably the two main positions, ex-finance. She was our UN ambassador, I think, or something like that. She was an international.
She held rank.
She was around. She was around.
She held rank in
Canadian politics. She put in some work for Justin, right? And it turns out that she resigned.
Yeah, so like.
And yeah, knowing what Trudeau's been going through, we're like, ooh. Girl, it's like your girl leaving you when everybody's shitting
you're
on
down
you.
bad.
The and dog's like, yo, die. I'm going with her. You stopped rubbing my ears a long time ago.
Yeah, facts.
Right?
Yeah.
People are like, how can this happen? What's going on? Craig, I think I figured out what happened. A week before this, they mentioned, or within the same couple of days, that the budget was coming out.
Yes.
The budget is, she's a finance minister.
Right.
The budget is her report card and how well she helped manage crap throughout the year. How we doing? She got the purse.
And basically, she's going to be the one to announce good or bad.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, before she delivers the budget, ta-da.
She gone.
No. Trudeau put in this this thing, this no tax thing.
Freeze.
Right now, if my budget is coming out next week and you put this tax free on me, I don't know if this works, but I think it's like me leaving, me paying the tab for the part for the restaurant as we're chilling. I leave and you ordered 10 more rounds on my bill.
So it's a provincial, no, it's a federal dining
it's
dash.
It's a federal tab. So Christina, I see her stomping in those heels. She kind of thick too. I see her stomping in those heels, kicking the door down. Yo, my budget's next week. What the what are you doing giving away billions of dollars? Because our deficit was supposed to be like 20 or 40 and it went up by like...
What are the odds? We didn't meet the standards,
right? It kind of makes sense that you just tacked on And he did something else before that where he gave away $200 and something.
So that's coming. Yes.
That's on her bill.
That's coming. That is.
That's what. So he added inflation. I could be wrong, but it's my theory. He added inflation to her books that she thought she had
locked and loaded.
Yeah. They're like, yo, he's like, yo, what I have is shitty. But at least it's not 60 billion or trillion or whatever.
And he's like,
billion. What? She's like, I got 47 billion. I'll be all right. I'll take some beating from the media. But then when he tacked that on and she's like, yo, bro, what are you doing?
We ain't got that.
We ain't got. He's like, excuse me, girl.
He's like, bitch.
Yeah. Shut up, fucking.
Now, hold on. You're telling me that I can go into a lucrative career of politics, be responsible for an entire country's GDP,
yes,
entire country's budget.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I got the bag.
Mm-hmm.
I can fuck up said bag.
Yeah.
And a week before I'm to be held accountable, I can be like, nah, you know what? I'm changing fields.
You're like, yo, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Yes.
No one has to say that.
I see her running against him. Running for the Liberals.
Dang it.
But now, do you blame her?
Yes.
Go on.
I do blame her.
Like you just did.
Oh, you signed up for this shit. Listen. Anyone hands you a budget book.
Craig.
If you came to me for financial advice and were like, can you run my books? I have two options. Mm-hmm. I can say, yeah, sure, Zane, no problem.
Yeah.
Or I can be like, I'm not a responsible adult myself.
Maybe it's not financial advice.
Right? And I feel like me personally, to be a good friend, to be a good person, I would have to choose the latter. Right? Maybe I know a one, two. Sure. Hey, I could come to you and be like, Zane, you got all these degrees. You got all XYZ knowledge. I trust you with this. And again, you get that decision.
Yeah.
You could say, yo, I can make this profitable for Space Boy. Yeah. Or I could run this guy's pockets into the
fucking
up,
right?
I could just
still fuck my own pockets up because I'm irresponsible.
So if you take that and you kind of like got the books, nobody in politics gets those books and is like, oh, this is great. We can build on this. Everybody's trying to play some catch up. Everything's about how do we get better? How do we get more profit? How do we do XYZ? You can't just cut on people like that,
okay,
man.
I hear you. Well, I'll say this. Imagine, I'm sure you've been in a situation where you know the absolute right decision to do.
Yeah.
But your boss is being a cunt.
Yes, true.
Okay. Okay. Now, customers, the person that's mad about whatever their product is, they don't care about what your boss thinks.
They're not going to be able to tell them nothing, right? And that's we, the people. And
right?
So
they're dealing with you on the phone now. They're like, yo, I don't care what you're saying.
I don't want to talk to your man.
Yeah, I'm dealing with you right now.
Between me and you.
Right? So she's like, bro, you're getting so much shit. I see what you're doing. You're trying to drag me under the bus too.
Maybe.
Now, guys, could you imagine all your whole political party that's supposed to win their cities, townships, ridings for you,
yeah,
have a meeting that's like, yo, we need to get Craig the fuck here.
This bitch got to go.
Meanwhile, you're in your clock. He has like he's in the penthouse that's like the Crow with the big clock in it. his mascara on, just brooding. You know Trudeau's a sad boy right now. And that's why I feel for him.
Mm.
I only feel for him in that sense where nobody wants to be that hated, bro.
No, 100%. 100%. But you can't feel bad in politics, bro. You took that seat, you get everything good, bad, all the smoke, it all comes your way. That's why I didn't think that someone could be ducking said smoke, because then what happens is the next person that comes in, they don't have to, because they can just start off by being like, well, the bag was fumbled before I got here.
There's a lot of, remember those, some of those helplines and stuff, some of those companies that didn't exist, that when people track the address, it was a cottage in the bush.
Yeah.
Arrive Can app scam that stole all our data.
Like, he's fucking
and
nephew.
Sold that shit to China, I'm sure, because it was the highest bidder, right?
Someone's nephew was like, y'all got programmed up.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, here's 60 mil. Hold that. Yeah. Yo, we need to scam the government.
We should be.
We need to figure a way. I'm just allegedly.
I'm just saying, we could be the government's podcast. We could be the voice of the government.
Now, like, do you, ooh,
for a cool 50 mil, you know, we could make that happen.
It's a lot for 50.
Yeah, we could spin these stories the other way if you pay us to.
And 100% too. When we meet man on road, they'll be like, man, you know, great, I did man. That for the check.
Great man. Great smile.
Look, I throw the rocks at Craig. Now, do you want to be the Prime Minister of Canada? Because it seems like we're going to.
No.
Do you think it gets better for us here? Now, forget about Jagmeet Singh.
Okay.
He's been, I don't know what position, I'm trying to find a character in anime, in movie history.
That he kind of
sides
with.
No, yeah. Mm. I can't come up with something because I've never seen someone so cowardly and so selfish in the way they're moving when you don't even hear from his party, which is weird. I'm like, does he have a party? Does anybody else exist? Is he that good that he has a tight grip where you don't hear any rumblings from his party being like,
no wrongdoings?
Yeah, because he signed a contract with our government. It's like the Democrats and the Republicans signed a contract.
Yeah, you'll shake hands. And yeah. Like, you know what?
No election for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's fucked. That's fucked.
But I mean, his pocket buster got greased really, 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 really good.
It's very possible, man. But with this tax exemption, so. By all means, there are good deals out there, and I'm sure it's going to save people some money down the line. But yeah, like you said in the beginning, I just feel like the veil is going to get pulled off, and she's going to be mighty ugly.
Ooh.
You're going to be up at that altar.
The light's going to come on. No, but the bakas are so good.
No.
The washroom, we have to kill the mood. You go flaccid for a bit.
I feel like that's what it leads up to, man. So, and I'm not reaping no benefit of this. I think I've saved. What I save? I won't even do the direct.
You can save a goddamn thing.
I save like 70 cents, bro.
Yeah, right. All right. There you
baby
go.
Pants for my there boys. You, go. Baby, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, right on.
Right? So.
Yo, those are the moments, bro. When you're shopping with your woman for like a gift where you're like, yo, I might need an extra 1-2 on this.
Yeah.
Or you're both shopping, trying to figure out four people.
Mm.
Right? Well, maybe shouldn't. No. She has one of those. Or maybe we should get him one of this or. You know, I figured out one of my boys was doing Secret Santa. He's like, bro, I want to get everybody the same gifts. And I'm like, just get car vacuums.
That's actually pretty solid, though. Don't lie. Okay.
Yours is so wait.
No. I just, maybe I missed something here. Yeah. Because Secret Santa is, from what I understand, you bring one gift and everybody brings one gift at a set dollar limit.
Yeah.
Maybe this is different.
You draw out of a hat.
Yeah.
And then you decide, okay, you draw out of the hat and it's like, okay, Craig will get a name. I get a name.
Yes.
And I just get a gift for that person.
Somebody. Okay.
Like, okay, from what I know of that person.
Yeah.
If you know something, you lead off of that. If you know, you get something very generic. That's like, that's functional.
Makes
sense. To some extent, right?
Yo, a car vacuum. Yeah. Fuck. Why not?
Christmas came early for people in Syria. Because apparently Syria's free now to some extent. The Assad regime, he's out of there. I think he's chilling with Putin right now.
I'm so confused. Weren't you liberated like 5 years ago?
Yes.
Was it?
Now, okay, so here's my tie-in. The crisis in Syria was a big part of the immigration crisis here in
Correct.
Canada.
Correct, yes.
And now that Trudeau is coming ahead.
All of a sudden, it's
full circle.
Mm.
And I remember he dropped about a month ago that, hey, maybe we went crazy on the numbers we had for immigration, which is kind of wild because now the universities are like, yo, the students that you kind of told should be here, you're messing
with. Kind of going around on that. You're going back on your promises, coach.
And to that, I challenged that. And I'm like, well, what about my daughter and Craig's future kids?
There you go.
Don't they deserve a spot here too?
Facts.
And I hate how this thing is making me talk like this.
Can we not have long-term plans in place along with short-term plans? You know what I mean?
Craig for Prezi.
That's what I'm saying, right?
For the great state of Canada. Right. So the thing with Syria is a lot of videos that I've seen coming out of Syria right now. It's a lot of joy.
Mm.
And I can't deny that.
No, that's people, great. That's right? Great. Liberation is always plus.
The word liberation. It's tricky, but it's a good sounding
word. It's a good sounding word.
It sounds like you got under the boot. You got from under the boot. There are a lot of videos of like cameras, people going to prisons and freeing the women in the prison, bro. I have a thing about locking up old ladies.
Oh.
I just feel away.
Zane wants to bail out an old lady for Christmas.
So what? She had the blicky in traffic and her husband vote for the other guy. Does she have to get arrested?
I would say.
Ryan.
The one thing I'll say with that is what you said, liberation is also tricky because, especially when you receive foreign aid. And I think that's something, us being in a first world country, if we can still call it that, I'm sure we can. That is something that a lot of people take for granted, right? Is you do not know what it's like when you are basically like run by not your government or run by not your country. And
Even if it's a secret hand,
you get
like
all
in the
this foreign
shadows and
aid
stuff.
and all that's going to come back, bro. These guys come right back, bro. They come out with the open hand, and then next thing you know, they're in your pockets deeper than you could imagine.
It's crazy for them right now because the narrative that you've seen, I saw a video of like a baby, like a 3-year-old in the jail, like
No.
coming out one of the cells. The camera turns, and I was like, yo, there's a frigging baby here. The baby's like, yo, what's popping? They're
Oh,
like, yo, you're free. He's like, yo, I was born in here. What are you guys talking
shit.
about? You guys are too loud,
Yo, where the juice box is
right?
at?
There's talks of prisons underground and where it might have like two mans only have the key of their last regime
That
and those
deadly.
guys dip. So they have to cut. They're just finding concrete slabs in the ground and they realize, yo, there's something and they're cutting through them and realizing there's a complex down here.
Damn.
Some people are like dead in the jail
Yeah.
and they just leave him there to cook. And
Fuck.
me and you in here getting diseased because this
These
guy's
guys are just
like,
rotting
it's
next to
been a
you.
month now, and Craig's still and Jared's still in the corner.
God damn.
It's really crazy. I saw CNN doing CNN things. So there was a segment where reporter, she's like, yo, because you know when things like these happen, the news treat these things like a fete.
Hard,
It's
hard.
yo, grab a bottle of Henny, grab the backwoods,
Yo, we're
we're
pulling up.
on
Yeah, we're
roll.
on site.
Yo, Craig, you there? Okay. So you see the reporter, she's going through the cell. They open the cell, and it's like a dude trapped in a corner on the bed. He's like, yo, no, don't shoot me, don't shoot. They're like, yo,
Yo, it's
you're
just
free.
CNN. Don't
He's
worry.
like, yo, he's like,
His
still don't
voice
shoot,
isn't
don't
getting
shoot.
pretty. Man's not
He's
convinced.
like, oh, I heard about you guys. Even to hear news travels, right? So,
Damn. Oh, that's
the
fucked up.
guy, they gave him water and he's like, he looked a little emaciated and whatever. And you're looking and he's like, they brought him outside and he's like, oh, he's looking up and he's like, oh my God, thank God. Like, he's haven't seen outside in so long. And he's drinking the water, he's shaking, like, he's a
Yo,
mess. The reporter's like,
they're
yo,
just
you're.
milking this, eh?
I can see the reporter's like, yo, I'm gonna get
Yeah, they're
so
salivating at that
much
shit,
after
eh?
this.
That is
She's like
so fucked
walking
up.
with. I'm not saying she doesn't care. I'm sure she cares, right? Turns out that dude was from Assad's regime. So
That
he
long?
was the ops that realized, yo, they're coming to either he was like, yo, I'm not rolling, and they
Or.
locked him up, or he was like, yo, you're coming to get me. Let me pretend I'm a prisoner.
And that way
Because
I can
people
just
started
hold it
breaking out
down
of videos
here.
like, yo, if you've been in there for months, you
Yeah.
shouldn't look up at the sunlight like that. Your eyes, you
Shit.
should be like, the light is burning my eyes,
You're saying
right?
he was a top op?
He was a top op that
He
is
ripped off his
playing
mustache after he
the
left?
double get.
Oh,
Like, he's fully like,
shit.
that's training.
Double agent.
Yeah, it turns out like, oh, we found pictures of him like in the other side of the
In
palace.
combat.
Like, yeah, out here. Yo, could you imagine you think you having a foolproof plan?
Yeah.
As like your regime has fallen and everybody's like, yo, he's made it. And nah, some dumb ass intel on
Us
it is like, nah, I recognize that guy from somewhere
and
else.
UNICEF just busting the
Oh my
just calling man the fucking
God.
wall down on
CNN
you
got
like
played. CNN got scammed
damn son.
because they just freed or put one of the bad guys of Cobra Commander on roll.
Man. And I would have gotten away with it too.
Maybe
Man,
we'll
sweat
let him
like kissing
dance.
that
Yeah, because
dog.
remember, he can't go on road, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody knows him.
All those borders get blocked off.
Nobody know him. They're like,
Yeah.
oh, ain't that dude?
The
Oh, get
locals
him.
don't play like that in those
But
areas,
if you're
bro.
rolling with CNN and journalists, like,
Yo,
yo,
allow me, allow
allow
me.
him. I'm dehydrated.
Oh,
In a
fuck.
martini.
Yo, that's
Yo,
fucking foul,
the
bro.
world is beautiful, Craig.
That's
It is.
foul.
When I'm looking at it, I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, this is the same guy. They're showing him in front of guns and
Yeah.
having conversations and stuff with like top military officials.
Fuck.
He was in there. So the narrative, like I said, was him was either coming on to last minute, he's like, yo, I'm not rolling with y'all. And like, yo, lock him up.
Yeah.
Or he probably was like, the city shut down. I can't get out of here. I'm
Yeah,
gonna get,
fuck. I'm
yeah,
gonna
let me
figure out a
what
good story real quick.
Let me not drink water for a day or two, look really messed up. And how's my acting? It
Damn,
was pretty
son.
good. It looked like a scene from a movie because you know why? The person that is narrating on the report was like, and then he suddenly stopped. as he has not heard birds for over 14 years. I'm sitting there and I'm like, this shit is peak.
He's playing it it's hard. He's playing it but hard.
But yeah, damn. So now that's what's happening in Syria right now. Thoughts and prayers, because people don't know that the world press, people are pressing the current government of the coup, which is military.
Mm.
The guy's like, yo, everybody goes back to work. Go back to school. Like,
life
we're not
resumes.
Yeah, we're not going. So, which is kind of respectable in a sense, even though you just overthrew the government. He's like, yo, I know we don't have a really like a government, but y'all gonna go work.
We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, let's just live.
Yeah.
Dude got married the same day. He's on news. He's like, bro,
what?
No. I've been waiting for these girls dressed. Yo, shout out to his wife that she's
was
like
she locked up.
She's no, she was rolling. She had the dress on, everything in the middle of town, like their Times Square.
Oh,
like she's like, he's shooting guns off and shit. So a lot of people are happy. Shout out to them. I hope this works out for you, because a lot of times the next guy might not be as good. And you know, a lot of those
corruption people, follows corruption, right? A lot of times, and in those cases, right?
There's the gray area, Craig, of like what their social norms are might not be ours. Should we for? It's weird when who are we to say
what's right or wrong, or like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can't quite.
Because I heard the reporter being like, and I guys, please don't kill me for this. When he mentioned about women universities and stuff like that, and he was like, yo, what are you talking? Women are going to school. Those narratives are just. I'm always worried. Yes, if people are being abused and being treated wrong, that's different.
Yeah.
But then it's always interesting when you see the West would always come in and be like, yo, see the centuries of things you've been doing?
This is all tyranny, yo. Why y'all been doing this for so long?
Right now.
Right, right.
When the West doesn't respect their veterans, opioid crisis is through the roof. Housing shortage through the roof, mental illnesses through the roof.
But we just stand there with our hands on our hips like, yeah, look at us. We got everything figured out, right?
The guy that shows up to the party.
No taxes.
The West, we're the guys that show up to the party in the tracksuit that was fresh for like 2-3 days. that cream tracksuit. But they kept wearing it to every party.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time you see him, you're like, something's going on here.
We're like,
why are we giving this guy so much props?
We're like the Avengers or a Fantastic Four vibe, where it's like, yo, we caused 2 billion in city damages, but we also saved the day at the same time, right?
Yeah, stop that village from that volcano.
All said and done. And everyone's right. Like, no. And you're like, what do you mean, no?
Mm-mm.
Yo, the bad guy, he gone. I fixed it. And they're like, nah, son.
But to be the bad guy in Russia.
Oh, fuck. That's a whole different story.
Well, that's the thing. Putin was like, yo, they're about to fuck your shit up. Come chill with me. He's in Russia right now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He gave him asylum, eh?
Yo. You gotta admit, but Putin, you're getting the worst Avengers ever, bro. Yeah, I'm not rolling.
You yeah, that, China I on your set. That one.
Yeah, because Korea sent a couple to North Korea or South Korea. Which one's the bad one? Sorry, guys.
North's the bad.
Craig got me drinking, right? So they sent like a bag of mans over there to get shot up.
Really?
Yeah, they've been supplying because Russia's running out of soldiers. They're using all their prisoners and shit.
They're running out of reserve soldiers.
Yo, imagine they don't want being
to
in prison
like,
they're
like nah, nah, nah.
Days, 2 more weeks.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're out in the trenches like
getting killed by drones.
My goodness.
Okay, we'll talk about that one after. Okay,
so much doom and gloom on a Christmas so much. Special
I'm supposed, okay, you know what? Let's go to something that will cheer Craig up. Now Craig, I always argue with you, there's too much money in baseball.
Facts.
What's this thing I keep hearing about this? What's his name? Juan Soto?
Juan Soto.
But it's probably not spelled like the name.
It's Soto. Soto. Soto.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, so Juan Soto secured the bag of the century. And the ceiling just keeps growing. So, I mean, by next year, we'll probably have an episode talking about some other schmuck.
We do it. No, they'll never crack the billy.
I think they will.
No, they will. Because here, technically, he probably already cracked it with endorsements.
Fact. Yes.
But.
Yes, yes.
I thought about this, Craig. They will give you. What was Rod and Soda's number? You remember?
Juan name? Soto got 763 million, seven something.
Seven and change.
And change. Seven and change.
Seven and change, bro, right? You can't fit in your 15 car.
15-year deal.
Okay, and what about the last dude?
Ohtani, we talked about, had $700 million for, I think, 10 years. I will fact check us on this one. But so it's a little different in two ways. So one, Ohtani was being paid for a shorter term because he is the best hitter and the best pitcher in the world. So he is, he's,
Craig's like, fun fact.
Yeah, he flexes hard, bro. Ohtani's different. He's way different.
Okay.
In my opinion, Ohtani is generational. Like, he's once in a lifetime. They're not going to see this again for like 100 years.
Craig,
right?
Enough glaze. Jeez.
So Soto is very good hitter, very good fielder. Young guy, right? He's in his, he's getting into his, entering his 30s pretty soon.
Okay.
And he has a World Series, so he is a champion with another team already, but he is strictly just out there for the bag, bro. Like, he is not worth that kind of money.
Why do you say that?
Because it got to a point where it was like a bidding war for him, and okay, I feel like anybody that got him would come out worse for wear. So now, okay, Zane, you're my star player, right?
Yeah,
you're the guy.
Good choice.
You can do it all, bro. You can do it all. Like, if I need you in that clutch moment, boom. Calling Zane to the plate. He's knocking it out the park, right? Now, let's just say you didn't have your best day, right? Because you're going to have bad days.
Yeah,
everyone does.
Yeah, that's all right, Chan.
Totally normal. Sorry, Chan. Get it. Hit the showers, kid. Yeah. Who the fuck can I afford to come after you and back my ass up? That's now true. That I've spent this bag on you, who else can I fucking bring in?
So okay, everybody else is like not even close to where?
Not yet. Not like right now.
Money is scraping my head.
Here's the part two to that is that, so the biggest thing within these two last deals is Ohtani's deal is what's called deferred. So the money that they've promised him is coming in increments where it's like in the beginning, he is only making like a couple milli a season.
Okay.
Which sounds crazy for 700 million.
Yeah, it's like, when do I get that? I'll be wilding.
When he is long gone, he will still be getting paid and be getting paid and be getting paid.
No.
That's how they did that. That's how they did him.
If it's 7 years, I want that money at least by the end of the 7 years.
But yo,
I heard that in baseball where a lot of times they'll acquire, and some other sports too, while they acquire a new player.
Yeah.
Well, people like, they're still paying out Kawhi.
Oh, so many people. So many
people. Are we still paying out Kawhi?
No, we're not paying off Kawhi. No, no, no. But we'll go over that in a second. That's something I'll also look up because that's an interesting take on it. Now, so yes, Ohtani's money is deferred. So he allows the team to spend other money in order to get more talent to surround him.
Ah.
Not getting the bag all at once.
Didn't Brady do that?
No, I think he just took a pay cut, if I'm not mistaken.
Something.
But this guy is basically saying, okay,
so, he's saying, take the money that you wrote a contract to give me to go shop for other players.
Yes.
But you just said, who am I going to get if I just gave you all that money?
So his basic idea is like, basically the Dodgers who signed Ohtani are like, okay, 5 years, we're blessed. 10 years, we're blessed. 15 years, we're kind of fucked. 20 years, we're totally fucked. 25 years, we're fucked beyond belief. They have basically spent money that they don't have right now in the future.
So they front-loaded everything.
Right, they front-loaded it hard. So now they get all their winnings out, and then when they fall into the fucking darkness, they're going to be like, we cannot get out because we still owe this guy this bag. So now you cannot be signing this guy or this guy or this guy. Now Soto, okay, so $765 million, right?
Yo, Soto pull up in his strip club, you better go home.
Yo, you know he's going to just shut shit down. He wanted his money now. He was J.G. Wentworth. It's my money and I want it now.
He said that?
He said, I want it now. He met with like 5-6 different teams, Jays being one of them, Red Sox being one of them.
You know, we got the bag.
We got the bag right
now.
Yankees being one of them, who he was playing for, right? Who he just lost. Dodgers were in the race as well.
That is
crazy.
Nasty.
That tells you right there how
just
fucking
made
good
that
they
money
were,
back.
Right? That tells you how good they were with Ohtani, right?
Yo, there would be a super team if they got that. Is the baseball have super teams?
Yeah, right now. So, okay, sorry. It was 16, no, no, no. Hold on. Reading it wrong. A signing bonus. This is for Juan Soto, y'all. Sorry. $75 million signing bonus.
Up front.
Off rip. Once you got off the jet, $75 million in your bank.
Damn.
Yeah. Next year, he makes $46,875,000. The year after that, $46,875,000. The year after that, $42.5 million. The year after that, $46 million.
Yeah.
$46 million from 2030 to 2039. Can you believe
he can get injured for a year and still collect?
Yo, he can get any of that. Any of that. No problems. No questions asked.
He can break his legs and get that.
He can get that. That's crazy, bro. That's so fucking nuts.
Money, Craig.
Now, again.
What are you doing with all that money, Craig?
Not playing baseball.
You're buying an island.
Yeah. How can you focus on baseball at
I'm
that point?
I'm buying an island. I'm going to have my own country.
You might as well at that point,
Yeah, I'm
right?
gonna have an island of like where
Fuck.
it's just gonna be doctors that can donate the money and help people, and just gonna be like the best little island ever. And
And
just have my side, and nobody can come because you'd be shot on sight or eaten by my dogs. They're my ravenous pigs.
now, I will give sympathy to the Mets because they were down bad. They last year went all in. They were like spending, they spent like over $1 billion to
Yeah.
sign all the top names. They were like, yo, this is our year. We don't give a fuck. We're signing you. We're signing him. We're signing him. We're
Yeah.
signing his brother. We don't give a fuck. Literally, nobody panned out. Not one.
That's crazy.
By the end of that year, all those dudes had left
It's too
or
much
got
money.
injured. It's
Yeah.
too much fucking money.
It's too much money,
Too
bro.
much money.
Too, but then it's
700
like
mil,
you
bro.
equate that, and then that means imagine how much the companies are making.
Oh, 100%. Hand over fist.
If they're willing to give you that, they're like, bro, we're making like
Easy. A lot of the
billions.
arguments. So with Ohtani, they said that the Dodgers would have made his money back by opening day, off jersey sales, off tickets, off viewing rights, off
And
commercial ad
probably
revenue.
a quarter of that for the next four
Oh,
games.
beyond that, easy,
Wow.
easy, which is crazy to think, right? But this is the problem, right? You've raised the ceiling too high. You've raised the ceiling way too high, people. You give this guy this bag, right? And now everyone beyond him wants the exact same thing.
But
Whether
you're not worth
better,
it, but you're
whether
not worth
worse,
it. Yeah.
and heaven forbid.
That's what I said. They'll never do the Billy. They'll
Right.
always fill the numbers where it's like he might get 20 mil more than this guy. That
Right.
guy might get 10 mil more. They might stop at 9,995.
Just to be under the
Yeah, and
mark.
they'll play with that for the next like six. But I think what me and you might we're gonna we'll we in
We're
our
gonna witness it
lifetime,
in our
we're
time.
gonna witness
A
that
Billy?
9,999.
No, we're gonna witness a Billy. In baseball, 100%. 100%. I'll put my money on that.
Oh,
I'll put my Billy on
I'm
that.
up on like what?
Trust. It's coming, bro. It's coming. So
I'm
with
getting
this
my
being
own
said,
island.
heaven forbid there's another generational talent that comes along.
Grow my own food, my
Yo,
own meat.
you don't even
Like
need to
I'll
do
have
that.
all because
You
I'll
can
have
import all of
farmers.
that
No,
shit.
I'm not importing.
I mean, you're smart
My
with your money.
island is
You
gonna
should
be
manage my finances
my I no, I should
and
not.
Canada's.
No. Crypto went up another 10K since then, right? But
Hey,
anyhow, it also okay. Anyhow,
straight out to tell y'all,
I would get
people.
an island where I would just try to talk to the people, say, listen, I'm buying your island.
Yeah.
I just want you guys, I'll still make sure the island runs good.
Everyone live off the land.
Yeah,
I
the
got you.
farmers, you supply my meat for my little estate.
That's fine.
You provide, I'll get my lo I'll buy fruits from the local farmers and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll employ local people.
See, you're smart because
Yeah.
you're coming
I'm
in.
the bad guy in Far Cry that has the drug dealing estate
You're coming
that
in
has
like
an
a king,
old, yeah.
not like a god.
No,
Does that make
100%. I'm
sense the
gonna
way
be,
I'm saying
yeah.
it?
Well,
Because
I'm
you could
just
be
gonna,
a god with 750 mil in certain
yes.
places. Could buy your own private military for that, bro. I don't understand it. I think
Easy,
it's
Craig.
bullshit. Huh?
Easy, Craig.
I don't understand
Private military sounds nice.
it. I don't agree with Soto's deal. I think it's total bullshit. I think that the leagues, the commissioners need to step in because they've done it before for other.
In what sense?
Well, the commissioner, the league has the option to not allow a deal to go through. And you don't see it very often. It's very rare that it happens. So there was one time in hockey. I can't remember who it was. I want to say it was Alex Ovechkin, but I could be wrong.
OV.
Someone signed like an absurd
He's out.
15, 20-year deal, right?
Yeah.
And the league said, no.
That's too
You
much.
can't do that. Yeah. They
Yeah.
basically just said, yo, this is bullshit. Like, come on now,
And we see what
right?
you're doing. You're gonna start some like, yeah. But
You're gonna fuck
hockey's
everyone
tight
else
though.
over, right?
Hockey players don't get paid that much money.
Agreed. So
But I feel, but
basketball.
hockey's our baseball.
Yes. So basketball, Chris Paul was supposed to go. Fuck, where was he supposed to go years back? I think he was supposed to go to the Lakers around. I can't remember the exact thing. So Chris Paul was supposed to go somewhere, and the league said, no, y'all can't do that. Y'all can't
Super
do that.
team time.
Super team time. And they
But it's
denied
Chris
it.
Paul. Is he really? I think Chris Paul's overrated. Don't kill me.
I'm not. This was at a time where
Don't
he
kill me.
was like
He was the
impactful
man.
more than ever, right? But
Okay.
they said no. And then, like 2 years later, they were like, "Yo, KD, you can go to Golden State, and yo, LeBron, Bosh, and Wade,
They're
y'all link up over
amazing.
there." And,
Yeah.
but yeah, this deal is just nah. That's too much money, bro. I think baseball players need a humbling. It's not to
Not
say that
gonna
y'all don't
happen.
work hard. It's not to say that you guys aren't deserving to have a better life. Generational wealth has its limits.
I think does soccer have those numbers in it?
Yes, soccer.
See?
Yeah, they do. They do.
I listen, I blame the Saudis, man. The Saudis come to the strip club, they shut it, go home. Go home.
I just think that you basically, like, you know, when the price of pussy skyrocket, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of pull one of those right now.
Allegedly.
So for us as Jays fans, now Vladdy wants 475 or he's walking. 475 is a lot of money.
We'll give it to him.
We might not.
He's won a couple things this year.
We went through arbitration with him earlier. We lowballed him this year. We've already lowballed
him. In other words, he's looking at our proposal last.
And then now they point to him and they go, well, he just got 750. So he got 750. He signed for 15 years. So I'm willing to do six. How about y'all give me 400? And we're like, nah. And he's like, all right, fuck you. I'll just go somewhere else. And you know what happens? Next guy will give it to him.
And we're at the bottom.
They'll just give it to him. All right. So now, okay, Soto leaves the Yankees, right? Everyone boo-hoos. Oh, my God. We just lost the World Series. Soto's gone.
Yeah.
They took that 700 mil. So, okay, like, you know, T-Pain talked about how he bought a Bugatti, and then he realized how expensive the thing was, and he realized how many cars he could buy. Like, he could buy 10 Lamborghinis.
Or nice Chevys.
So now the Yankees have bought 10 Lamborghinis with Soto's absence.
So it should be okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Pan out.
It will, but it's fucking corrupting the future generations hard, bro. Hard.
Mm.
There's a lot of people that are deserving, you know, like you just mentioned, there are a lot of sports that are underpaid. Again, man, we're talking M's, dog. M's. We're talking life-changing, generational wealth, the whole bit. Like, yeah, you put your body on the line every day. No one denies that. But
baseball's not like a...
Yo, 700 million.
Baseball's a sexy sport.
It is.
Yeah, they're not...
It is. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's not a sport where, like, ooh...
You bat maybe four times a game.
You get dirty.
Catch a couple balls.
Yeah. You get to spit all the time and get high off tobacco.
Like, come on, fam.
Yeah, everybody relax.
750.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys and girls... Well, guys, we're talking Major League Baseball, but they're coming from struggles.
Yeah.
So many of them are coming from nothing. Like dirt poor, literally, like playing in the fucking sandlot.
But you've been making millions up until this point. Let's not act like they just
and
got.
Like you just said, endorsements, yeah, like
all that other stuff, right? And when he goes back home or whatever, right? But so,
with that being said, I'll leave it at this, and feel free to add. Shout out to all the athletes out there, the professional athletes who take the pay cut, who take the hometown hero discount to make those around you better. Like Sidney Crosby, legendary, bro. Sid. He's like, you know what? We ain't making the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
But I got a couple cups under my belt. I got a gold medal I can fight on.
I can chill a lot.
I'll take a couple mil off. You know what?
He's been in some conversations.
Tim Horton's going to pay me anyways.
For life.
You know, Pittsburgh, don't worry about that, yo.
For life.
Yo, scratch that
five. He's our Gretzky after that.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be changed and reprimanded in these sports. And that baseball is one of them.
Hockey doesn't have a sit the kid anymore.
Well, they do. No. Connor McDavid.
It ain't the same.
You don't think so? He was in the finals last year.
Hold on. I think because I was in sports marketing and we had Sidney Crosby as our client, maybe I just got oversaturated with cardboard cutouts and memorabilia.
Very possible.
But, yeah, but I don't remember seeing such a push.
Yo, McDavid's on... Yo, when Edmonton came to Toronto...
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. This Connor McDavid. Matthews. I see Matthews,
but he's an American.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got Connor Bedard.
Yo, why you do it like that?
He's an American. He is.
I've been watching some hockey lately, man. I see some guys get beat up, get their nose broken, come back and score.
Listen, when people get hailed up as gods in my city...
It don't. Yeah.
That shit don't fly, dog.
It doesn't. No, sir.
That shit don't fly, dog.
Come up there, kick you off that stool.
You literally needed to fire off that cannon at fucking Fort York in order for me to consider you that god. Like,
you have to have
you a be that guy.
You
had to
holiday.
You had to defeat the invasion.
You need a chip.
At least.
One, you need a chip. I think
we
should, our next mayor should have a championship cup under their belt. Or politicians should have some. Because you need
this
that.
This is a guy that knows how to win.
Yeah, we need winners.
Our next finance minister, he may have a fucked up budget to work with, but he did take them all the way.
And he was MVP in high school. Yeah, that's what we want, right? Vince lucked out. Buffalo's doing great in football news.
Yes.
I think Vince and Tracy McGrady, and I'm like, obviously they're cousins. They have some stake in Buffalo Bills. Shout out to the Bills. They're doing amazing right now.
This could be their year.
I want the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
They're cursed, though.
I'm not a stop.
They are
not a Jets fan. No. My teacher is a big Jets fan, and I'm like, yo, listen, Jets are cursed.
Yeah, facts.
Because you had Stafford as a quarterback at one point in your life. Was it Stafford? No, Detroit, not Jets. Detroit. My apologies. Detroit. Detroit's curse, because and the whatever, you had Megatron, that's gone now.
It's gone.
But the last game I saw with Detroit, they lost. Everybody got injured.
That was insane.
Everybody
The
got
Buffalo
injured.
Detroit game was probably
I'm
one of the,
looking
if
at,
not the game of the season.
100%.
Yeah, that was a
Right?
game to watch right now.
And yeah, I hate that when I lock into a game, it's like, yo, this is the game.
This is it.
Right?
Yeah.
Though I do feel bad for them because it did come far, but I'm a Bills guy or Green Bay, so shout out Bills. It's just interesting what football is going through right now. A lot of injured. I think in the Kansas City game, last Kansas City game,
Mahomes got hurt.
who they were playing, and they were playing, but he's good now. I
He
think
started. He won.
was it
They won
Texas they
yesterday.
played
Yeah.
against, and
Texas.
when a
Yep.
player from Texas got
Yep.
injured
Yep.
really, really bad because
Yeah.
his boy fell on his knee. And I think he was pointing, and I'm looking, I'm like, is that his knee popped out there that we're looking at
That
there?
don't look right.
Goes back to our conversation of the money and
Yeah.
locking it in,
Yeah.
because you could get injured and you could set up yourself to open up businesses and companies with the first paycheck you get as a big superstar player,
Facts.
and you can blow your ACL out
And then all of it's gone.
and all of it's
Wiped around.
gone.
Yeah, I
Your
think
cousin
football.
Day-Day company, your hair salon you open for your cousin and shit that you told her you're gonna finance for next year.
It's all gone. It's a pipe dream. Yeah,
That's
football
crazy.
definitely needs a little more stability, security. I think some of those contracts, they're very
Football don't
savage.
pay.
No.
Football don't
No.
pay.
NFL, notoriously, the joke is not for long because
Oh, fuck.
what I see more than not,
I'm dead.
what I see more than not, it's not the people who get injured early and have to exit the game. It's the amount, it's like the business itself. So you'll get these Hall of Fame players, and like you won't even know who they are. Like it feels like in football, so many people are like low key good in certain positions.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you'll have dude who was like 15 time fucking All Pro Bowl,
I hate
fucking
that shit,
he's the
bro.
man in his position, right? And they just release him. They're like, yo, you old.
You're like, what
Yo, you've
happened?
been with us for 15 years,
No,
son.
because the money they're spending for him, they could probably get two. And a lot of times
That's crazy.
companies use you as like leverage for draft
Yeah.
and for trade picks and stuff like that,
Sure.
where if I can scrap you to get an extra 50, 60K back in the budget
Zane,
to tack on to get the new kid.
if I give you 15 years of my life, blood, sweat, tears, and my Achilles
No,
and my
I know
Achilles,
how
and
this
you let me
works.
go,
I know how this
and
works.
I'm leaping across that table
Nah,
with my shitty
we'll keep
Achilles.
you
My
under
good
com
leg, I'm coming over there.
nah, we'll keep you under community service programs.
No, you know what it
You're
is?
gonna be going to school in Talented Kids with your
Nah.
fucked up
Nah,
ACL.
you're like, yo, how about a TV deal? How about you're on our local Fox?
Subway. Yeah,
Nah,
that's the
dude,
thing.
fuck
I
that.
made that
I'm
joke too.
fucking fighting,
You have to start getting your you have to, and that's a
Fuck
lane.
that.
That's a get your public speaking skills up,
Yo, dog,
get
you
your
just
PR training.
I've sustained like 8 concussions in my 15 years with you. I've literally gone out there just injected with so many fucking
Will
drugs to
Smith
keep
made a
me
movie about
standing.
my
To
condition.
get me through that 1 yard line for that one moment, that momentum, that one moment
They had
that
that big
sealed
guy
the
scoring in
deal.
that game too,
You're
though.
right? Yo, I'm fighting, dog. I'm fucking fighting.
Nah, man.
You're getting me and all my CTE just like leaping at you,
You
dude.
snap
One
there,
hand right there.
you're gonna start swinging and you
Right
forget.
there. Your office
You
is gonna
forget
need
why you're still.
heavy remodeling.
Where am
Like,
I?
yo, heavy. Yo, I'm taking that Lombardi trophy. It's going where the fucking sun is shining,
Standing
dog.
here running out with it. You're going on a
Yes,
tour with
yo, I
like you
earned
won.
this.
I'm having a parade. Yeah. You're gonna get shot in the head, dog.
Oh,
No, it can't be that bad. I think but that's up to the players. They gotta fight for that, right? You've
they
never heard
don't
of
seem to win,
you've
though.
heard of the NBA of Players
They
Association,
are like amazing.
but you've never heard of the
No,
NFL.
the NFLPA is like
I've heard of the
non-existent, right?
NHL. I've
No.
been to the NHL's Player Association
Yeah.
when I've been there and I've jobs giving them stuff and whatever. So you know they exist, but you've never heard, like you said, you've never heard anything about football, right?
No.
But
NHL, great substance abuse program. That's all I hear about. That's all I hear about is everyone checking into fucking rehab.
I saw one where the guy that won the last Heisman Trophy, he's been in the news a lot, not for his Heisman, but for the fact that his girl's always like beat
Travis
up
Hunt.
dudes
Yeah.
at all the. Listen, when okay, girls gather around, women gather around, okay? I know you guys don't like this, but when your man or your significant other is them, there's certain things that, guess what? He seems like the guy that when you go home, you can kick his back in. Give it to him. shit on him. You motherfucking dog, you this, that.
You ain't shit.
Yeah, you ain't fucking shit. Don't touch me.
Yo, you rush, yeah, you see rushed 200.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to rush to the couch tonight for no 100 yards because you ain't scoring with me. But when you're doing it on the field in front of the cameras, it's
bad look.
It's bad.
You're so, the first lady.
Am I wrong
there.
In saying that?
Not at all.
She should. And I've seen a lot of the social media videos and a lot of people on him are like, yo, he ain't that good to look at. Yo, chill out.
Give me like, let's reverse the roles.
It's kind of mid too. Anyhow.
Let's reverse the roles. We're at the WNBA, right? And Angel Reese.
And your stud boyfriend
Angel
is,
Reese
like,
is like,
oh, babe.
Angel Reese is at the free throw, right? And I'm like, yo, that's how my gal.
I come off my
yo,
woman.
I own this place. Give me.
I say, but I don't know, man. But that Angel Reese, man, we have to revisit that conversation because she'd be slacking. Is she even playing? I saw a joke. I don't know if it's true. It's a fake article. We got to talk about Facebook too. I joined Facebook to buy golf gear, and all I've seen is like.
You're just getting targeted.
And stuff about Jagmeet Singh getting beat up in the mall.
Oh,
like,
geez.
The AI of people getting, like, famous people getting arrested.
It's on.
Mike Holmes. Mike Holmes. In
Why?
Mike Holmes.
What did he do?
And this was about a year ago in handcuffs. God. Mike. Yo, Mike, you've been scamming. It's crazy. The AI propaganda.
The shock you.
Who's making that?
I don't know.
Who's making
AI
that?
He's making AI. Bro.
Why are they picking? It's bad enough
AI
where
AI.
I've had friends on social media where the people, there's an AI Facebook page on them.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Because she's a baddie. And then to see the comments, and it's all the guys that are joined the page, all the same. They're all guys that take pictures with a camera looking down.
Yeah.
With their neck fat, crunched up, with their glasses. And then you see people comment, and now I realize it's bots commenting on bots.
Yeah.
The bots live their own life now.
And it starts to fuck up the real. Like, it's like... Yeah, like you get interactions with bots so much, then you can't distinguish the real and the fake anymore, that there's this intertwining of the real and the fake, but the bots end up overruling.
I could tell you right? That person's not. I've done it twice before where people that I know, I'm like, hey, your face is on an ad on Pornhub. Yeah, I'm on Pornhub, whatever. I have to clear my girl's phone out. Yeah, I'm stitching on her right now. She had all her tabs still.
Hell yeah.
Why do you have 75 tabs? Then I went through, I started going, I'm like, your porn selection is trash.
Later.
It's boring.
Oh,
a couple bangers in there. One or two that I maybe have brushed to, right? But I'm just like, ew.
To find your friend AI'd onto a fucking ad.
But then people commented, and I'm like, yo, go away.
I would this take is that not... as a compliment.
But even the pages where it's like, it's a... adult film star.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should know. But then some people don't know that this is not a real person.
Right.
People think every pretty girl they see is real. I'm releasing an AI OnlyFans. I'm sorry. Bet. It's I've heard about it. Me and my buddy were cooking up something.
You've come a long way from Only Man. He's come a long way.
Good episode.
Martined up.
Yeah. I figure out because it's gotten so bad now that certain people just don't care. Or I think it's the bots that actually have money.
They're cryptoing, like
buying. Something's going on. Something.
You're fucking. I'm frazzled right now.
Guys, listen.
Saying.
We're we just left the paved road. We're going on. We're on the uneven, the unpaved road.
Buddy?
Yeah.
The bots are sugar.
The
babies?
Bots are sugar babies and sugar daddies. The bots are ordering farts in jars.
Yeah.
The reason why I bought us here now. Oh, there is a adult film star.
You're gonna get me the Lily Phillips fart in a jar for Christmas?
You want me to?
Is that what I'm getting?
Spoiler alert, it's my fart in the jar.
Oh, it's like, yo, I thought that was curry.
You're like, that's too spicy. It doesn't smell like bangers and mash because she's British, right? Yo, look.
Yo, look. Oh my God.
You know how I heard about Lily Phillips?
World star?
No.
That's how I did.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I opened up my Phantom wallet, my crypto wallet.
Yeah.
And it was the top meme coin.
No.
And I'm like, I texted my mom, I'm like, who the fuck is Lily Phillips? I thought Michael, and you know me, like I spoke
See,
to
I get
you.
It now, though.
See?
Yo, two episodes ago, I would have been like, what are you talking about?
See?
I get it now.
See why it made, you
get
see
the
why,
fuck out of here.
See why it would cook.
She's a coin?
Hold on.
Oh my
Did I buy any? Hold on. How much Lily Phillips coin I bought?
Let me
just
preface.
To prove a point, right? So break him down. Tell him what you know about Lily Phillips, sir.
She take a lot of pipe. All right. So Lily Phillips is a British.
Oh, fuck. Kirk just saw the red. Yeah, I have over a million.
She's a British adult film star, and she is very known for her activity on OnlyFans. But her ambition in the adult entertainment industry is to smash 1,000 men in 24 hours. And she's been...
No, for was 100.
It's 1,000.
Going to.
She's at 100.
Yeah, she's going...
Correct.
Yeah, but she wasn't happy with the 100 because couldn't please all of them, and she did tell them not to nut in her eye, and they did.
Oh, boo fucking who, bitch.
Apparently that shit burns.
Yeah, apparently. You think Lily Phillips? Really? Really? Fucking great, woke up crusted to the bed. Fucking manager had to pick her off. Just crush. So her dream.
You said gross one to somebody else, but when it's me, I'm fine.
Her ambition is to get 1,000 men in 24 hours. How she's going to pull that off, I do not even want to know. No. But she has already done 100 mans in 24 hours, which is just, let's think about that for a second. Not the 100 mans. Don't think about that.
Shout out to her dad, which I hear to say he supports.
He must be a strong man.
He must be a strong, strong man. Girl
and
dad.
She documents like this journey at the same time, right?
Dude
like,
is totally jerking off when you go home. The reporter, he's totally like, he's fapping when he goes home.
He's vlogging at the same time, talking about the experience and like, going in depth about the emotional side of things, which shout out to her for even
they try to make this interview
to this
about a porn star getting coded,
yeah,
palatable. They did a good job.
Yeah, they did.
I was impressed. They did a good job. But then I also saw videos of like guys like having the shakes after they did the, which I don't know how true with that. Now
the man had the nerve. Her manager, film crew, whoever, had the nerve to ask her what she ate that day, like, and she basically just said like, I ate a lot of cum.
Like, you gotta ask it real hard
if you didn't know,
because he's trying to be a journalist at this point.
Why?
He's trying to get the Pulitzer done. He's trying to get he's trying to make this serious right now.
Not you need to objectify this woman's
age. There were some concerns.
I will be misogynistic as fuck on this one.
You know what's funny, I've watched her movies before.
Okay.
Her work before.
So she's built up to this. This wasn't
he's been doing this for a while. I'm like, okay, cool. I
good for you.
People are worried about STDs.
Heavily.
Right?
How would you not?
And then you're worried about 1,000. Now her goal is, like Craig mentioned, is to go to 1,000 guys. Listen, I'm all about women with ambition.
Yes.
I can't knock her, Craig.
You're gonna be
I can't knock her.
Okay.
Would you wanna bang 100 girls in one day?
Sure.
Ooh, allegedly.
What about what number are you in this?
I just see Craig just get erased.
Yeah. And the episode cut short.
Last episode.
Okay, so 1,000 men's in 24 hours, right?
That's impossible.
What number? Okay, let's do the 100.
Let's do some math.
Let's do the 100. What number are you comfortable with being in a
one? One? Right? A guy said he doesn't mind being number two or
Hell
three.
No.
Oh,
yo,
that is too close to your Craig. Craig, you're my boy. I do not want to get, I don't want my fluids
next.
Get cold.
No,
look at me.
None of that. None of that.
Yeah.
Is there like a buffet table?
I'll be over
in
here.
The other room and we're
no, I'm not going that either because everybody's been touching their dicks for like, the past half an hour.
Getting yo, these samosas are fire.
Like, you're really checking these.
How are you going to bend her bakas?
These crab cakes. Don't say crabs.
Yo, I think that. That is such a crazy, crazy...
And it takes a lot for... Hey, shout out for the guys that are stressed out and they can't get it up on a regular night.
And now you
imagine when there's 10 other, like 100 other dudes in a room. The room's cold. Is there a prep room?
There's got to be a fluffer. If you're doing 100, there's got to be a fluffer. 100%.
Hold on.
Her homegirl's got to be...
If Jerome's like, hey, Jerome, I'm sorry...
Don't be so.
I'm not fluffing.
Jerome, we're not.
You're not fluffing me, Jerome. I'll be all right. I'll go on my phone. Bring up my greatest hits.
If you're doing
I'll be back.
24
hours. You're running to her and you're like, ah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm like, oh.
Yo, them guts are.
Womp, 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 womp. Womp.
Them guts
I'll be back.
Scramble, dog. Scramble.
Matt signed up and flew in for this. Now, you know what's crazy? I have to apologize to the women because this proves how fucked up men are.
Mm.
Craig, imagine you telling your buddies, you think these are like, has to be like dude bros, where you're like, I'm gonna tell my friends,
I'm
yo,
flying in to be number
I'm flying to
99.
be number 99.
Do you get like a plaque? How do you
How do you
yo,
savor
you see
the
that?
how do
Yo,
you savor the moment?
cut to 2 hours and 30 something.
Look
Yo,
at
that's
me.
me. That's my minute.
She's under there somewhere.
Oh, fuck.
All right, shout out to her. Craig wants to judge. I'm not judging
I want to judge.
because we're not in that time of
No,
place.
I feel like you set yourself up to be objectified in that. I feel like
Maybe
when
she's
you,
okay with that, Craig.
no, but when you do the vlogging and you talk about emotions, like I thought a big part of being a big girl in the adult film industry was probably going to need to separate yourself from
She
that a little
fucked
bit.
herself up
Why?
because she has to work up to 1,000,
Yeah.
and now that she put out her game plan, yo, some bad, yo. Here's the thing I've learned. You think that you are nasty
There's
is
always someone
all
that's
cool.
10 times.
The God.
Good point.
What?
Good point. I didn't think
There's
about the comp
always
shit.
Lucille out there, the Lucius of the Goosiest,
And
that's like,
she'll
yo,
do it for half.
she's like, excuse me, I do that for free.
That's a
Okay?
Friday night
On a
for me.
Friday night. Right? You catch me on a sap. Right now, she messed up because people cannot. There's a girl that can do the 200 and knock her off the scene. There's a
Yeah.
girl that can do 300 and knock her off the scene. Now, I don't know how this works. I guess the guys, they get ready and then you just like,
Kind of get your minute
and
of
then you get you, and then you're like,
yeah, you
finish
just did
over
it
there,
right.
which is kind of rough because if I'm there and I'm like, yo, what's that on my leg? Yo, Craig, yo, you jumped a gun. Yo, go over there. Yo, listen, man. Yo, the pre-nut guys on that side. The floor's already wet over here. It's
Hectic.
crazy. Yeah, that is
Hectic.
hectic. It is hectic.
I need like a separate scenery, you know. I think after like, you know, a certain increment, we have to move to another scene. You gotta
Don't
move to
talk to me.
a next
I
crime
came
scene
all the way
from
from Canada.
there.
Don't make friends with me.
Don't even make eye
Yeah,
contact with
dude
me,
just turned up
bro.
like, yo, I'm getting your number. Why?
Yo,
Why
I'm
do
gonna
you need
have
your
the
number?
pantyhose over the face. Like,
With
what?
the
It's not me.
nose all
It's
scrunched
not
up.
me, dog. Like, yo, what?
The earpiece in. The
Fitted
Jay's
gives it
hat on.
away.
Yeah, it's like, yo, there's only one Jay. Nobody has a hat on. There's one Jay hat. But that's Craig.
Greg,
Get
oh my
How did you
goodness,
get here?
bro.
Oh my goodness. Yo,
But
listen. Everybody, live your dream, Craig. Live your dream.
sure,
Do what you want to do. I think you're
100%.
being a hater because she
Maybe.
looks like she literally was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, yo, I like sex. I always envy the girls. Nah, wait, whoa, pull back. What I mean to say is I always envy the people that would say they love sex openly and almost let that be a career for them. Because, yo, your boy, I'm be grilling all the time. And I'm like, can I just get paid to fap? Like, it's killing me. It's
You're
killing
like,
me at this
there's
point.
definitely an
Is
audience.
there
I
a
just
market
haven't
for me
found
there?
it yet.
Only man's. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
No, I mean, the adult industry has come so far, and like, there's documentaries, there's good, bad, and there's ugly in that
That's
industry,
true.
right?
But
So,
it predominantly has been cleaned up for a while. I'm wondering
correct.
if they moved into using condoms.
A lot of
Yeah,
times.
a
Yeah.
lot of those
Yeah.
now.
Yeah. Which
I
ruins it
think
for a lot of people, I
in this
think.
in the States now, one of the I think who's Eric Adams? I don't know if he's Florida or wherever.
In Cali, they set it up so
In
that
Cali,
you got to rubber up.
and there's one where you got to do ID now
Okay.
on the sites.
That's
The sites are
smart.
pushing back
That's a smart move, though.
because they're like, bro, like we don't. That's the anonymity that people like when they go on
Yeah,
these sites.
facts.
But if they're like, yo, Craig, we need your ID, and then maybe they start collecting data, and then maybe the one video that you didn't notice, it was two dudes, then it was like you're deep in the video,
And now you're AI'd in and you have a fake account.
AI, that's it, AI.
Ugh.
Right? So that there's these things out there we can't ignore. We cannot talk about the adult issue like it doesn't exist. Shout out to the couples that can watch these things and just be comfortable with it. Shout out to the girls that are mad when their dude watch it and they alienate them and call them gross. That just means that you refuse to connect with your significant
It's
other.
an insecurity beyond
I've
everything,
had
man.
my ex said, come down and stop. I want you to, if you're watching those movies, you should only watch it with fat girls. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, well, that's no fair.
Yeah.
You're trying to control my pleasure now when you're not willing to put in the work to be healthy, lose weight. If you just eat more fucking salad and stop eating
Oh,
Atkins
jeez.
every 2 weeks when you know the rebound off the Atkins, and you know, that's a different.
I think this is my say in this take, is that I think porn desensitized people so much now to what it has evolved to, is that
100%.
Porn to me personally is not necessarily about fantasizing or fetishizing. I think
it's
the
more
natural
now.
No, I think it's like an instinct takes over. Like, guys, to me, it's a simple creature. Like, I'm a simple creature. So it's like, I could be judged off a preference or an X or a Y, but chances are, like, maybe I have like a time limit of like 30 seconds of figuring out what the fuck is going on. I'm going to watch. And then it's
30
like,
seconds. That's the key word. Know, like, I only do like, compilation. You know, Craig, like, listen, man.
You know, we're simple creatures.
It's all
bro.
Compilations.
Like, I think we're overcomplicating the whole process where it's like, I didn't even know what I wanted.
That's where the fucked up thing comes.
You know, like, that goes some people into, discover shit.
That's
sure.
That goes into a lot of people stumbling into lifestyles that inherently might not be them.
Yeah.
Just because the algorithms feed them certain things.
That's going to be true too.
That's the difference between you
be
seeing.
Too.
I apply that to alien videos.
Okay.
And conspiracy videos.
It's kind of similar where it's like a rabbit hole that you stumble down.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
If they start pushing dudes in, two dudes in your video streams every, you know what I mean? You're like, yo, I specifically set my filter here.
That's not supposed
but
to
this
show up.
Filter is not working, right?
And, like,
it's neither here nor there, but I think we're all adults here. We can all have the discussion that
just being naked on camera is just terrifying to me. That sounds terrifying. Like,
well,
to those people.
Now,
like,
oh God!
Drop.
And there's a thing.
Child, like,
you don't. You are separating naked on your camera and
yeah.
naked on your phone.
Nah, I just mean like even okay. Let's say like it goes well.
Craig,
and you like
you never,
blow up.
Craig, you never made a vid.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
But at the same time,
get it.
But at the same time.
My boy City.
It's like, okay.
On Jeremy, who?
Let's say you.
But who?
Let's say you blew up. You know, let's say
I
you
got
blew up.
Phone stacked. If you guys ever rob me, you will have hours of material to go through. I do great work. I have no shame in my game. No shame
director,
in my game.
Director, producer,
no.
Mixer.
Triple X. Little triple. No. Little triple X. Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Trojan Productions.
Oh, my God.
Magnum PI. Okay.
There were some drones over the sky.
Yeah. Let's change it. Let's go back to
the drones over the sky.
Now, the drones haven't left.
No.
We talked about
around.
Last episode. They're still around. I've seen some videos where I can't trust where they're like, yo, one fell and here it is in the street. Then people are like, yo, Men in Black came and took it. A lot of the videos are like, I've showed some friends. I'm like, yo, check this out. And like, yo, Zane, that's a plane. I'm like, no. They're over my ends. And I know that's a plane.
Yeah. Is it though?
Some people are like, yo, they're coming out of from the sea.
Is it though?
I think it's the government getting comfortable with showing people that you're going to start getting policed from the sky.
Oh, so you're kind of introducing it in a different light, right?
Guys, everything has a... Never think anything's just quinky-dink. I'm working in places where if my drone... I'm close to the airport. If my drone goes above 100 meters, 100 feet...
It's getting shot down.
It shuts down.
Yeah, it's getting shot down.
100%. Not shot down.
Yeah, just
it
instantly...
It stops working.
Okay, so they have
think
measures in
that.
Place.
Think about that.
Right.
It gets jammed. So when they're talking about drones over bases and stuff like that, there is a greater question here. Even the fact, one thing they fucked up is when the local government are like, yo, we don't know what it is. We're acting in the feds. They don't know what it is. That's the issue.
That seems a little sticky.
You should have come up with a lie already.
Fair.
You should have come up with a lie already.
Imagine this. Mm. Imagine this to that point exactly. That a government that has been so distrusted over the years finally tells the truth, but there's so many lies spun up that when they finally say, yo, we don't know what that is, you're like, man, bullshit.
I've been in that situation.
Nah, I'm for real.
When I start telling the truth, she never started believing me.
Right?
I got fucked up.
Yo, think about that.
You're absolutely right.
And they're like, come on, guys. And you're like, nah, we've been here before.
No, you know why
we've
it wouldn't work?
Before.
Because we have the thing with the CEO and the drug companies where that touch a nerve for people.
Yeah.
And it's happening. Distrust, it's like in crypto. There's a meter. You can look at the meter. You can look it up. You can see it right now. It's called Fear and Greed Index.
Okay.
It tells you when people are buying and when people are scared. You can look this
panic
up.
Selling?
It's literally a meter.
Damn.
Where you can see how the market's emotionally feeling right now,
you
right?
What?
So Now, yeah, it's literally a meter. You could type in fear and greed index and you'll see it, right? So I feel the fear and greed index, the fear index, or the hey, what, oh, come on, get out of here index, it's at an all-time high. We don't believe anything anybody's telling us.
That's it.
From what we saw with Joe Biden, from what we've seen with our government here on this side, they're getting so terrible at lying. They're not even trying anymore.
They really aren't. And now it's like you just said, like now it's a desensitized situation where so many things have come to light. Everybody has to make their own opinion of shit. AI is all over the place on top of that, right?
Yes, and getting better because they released another version besides Sora. Sorry to cut that I mentioned on one of the episodes. These companies are releasing their versions of it now, and they show how like the versions of the hair versus this hair now is getting really, really better. Now think about this 5 years from now.
Oh, it's going to get in exponentially better. 100%.
Craig's Pornhub career is going through the roof.
That's it. Is it me? You don't know. Nobody knows.
Deep fake?
Deep fake.
Deep fake works.
100%.
They did that to the politician where they had a lot of Joe Biden and Trump talking about bitches and hoes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the voices beyond
It's
everything
on
and are
point,
just next
right?
level, right? But yo, with the drones flying over and shit, like, okay, it's like there's no level of truth that's going to work. So like you could take it from where it is now at face value, where somebody like the government says, yo, we don't know what's going on, and everybody's like, bullshit. Or, hey, we captured one, we're probing it, this is what it is, and everyone's like, bullshit. I just feel like there's no middle ground here, bro.
Yeah.
You've got all these like experts, you've got wannabe experts, everybody gets to have their two cents put into this kind of thing, and that's what fucks it up so bad.
Yeah.
I'm not a drone expert. If a dude
Now,
tells
drone
me,
experts are saying like we don't have drones that don't like they a lot of drones that say they don't give off heat signatures. So they're like, yo, we don't have that.
and then that
Our
moment.
drone has friction turbines, windmill, propellers, like things has to burn, it has to give off heat.
Right.
And we don't have stuff that can fly in from the ocean for a couple hour and fly and hover for 5 hours.
Someone's saying it's the Iranian mothership that's dropping all these spy drones.
Here's a problem.
Someone's saying that they're
You cannot have people take you seriously if you say mothership in the conversation.
I mean, it's time,
You
bro.
gotta come up with ship. You can't say mothership. You gotta say
You never played Halo?
NATO.
You never played
Of course. Of course.
I mean, that story had to come from
Shout out to
somewhere.
Path of Exile 2. I've been playing it.
Hell
Craig,
yeah. I
I'm
know you
in.
tried to put me on that
Craig, I'm
too.
in. I'm about 20 hours in, Craig.
Shit.
I'm working on my bills. My buddy's a warrior class, but he's running a witch build. I'm like, why do you
How
have my it's yeah, because
the
you can sock it. It's and the game is so idiot proof. Everything, every word,
Yeah.
you highlight it and it tells you the meaning of the word. So if you're like mana, what's mana? Life or energy?
It tells you right then
It
and there.
explains everything down to the mic, like to the microcosm meter. To just be
Yeah.
like, yo, this is what this is for. In case
Yeah.
you don't know what you're doing, it's so crazy. You can beat a boss, get the gear, you're full. You can open a portal, go to town,
Send your shit in the stash.
come back to pick up your stuff.
This
If
man.
there's something you can't, they thought of everything in his fucking game, Craig.
That's good. Because there's so many examples, bro. They've taken everything, the goods of so many different spots. They know exactly what
You
people are
can
looking
get
for.
if you see something, a build that you like on a different class, you can whittle your way to becoming that
And
class
get all that.
and get that.
That's
Because
sick.
if I wanted to wield a wand or a mace or
Yeah.
an axe, I can.
Sick.
But it comes with like I have to start specking into it to because it's useless if you don't spec. And I love how we get into game talk. How's Diablo, by the way?
It's been great. I haven't played it like at all.
So you're getting PoE too. Come on
The
down. Come on down, Craig.
amount of
It's the better
personal
Diablo.
time, I have honestly just prioritized sleep so fucking hard right
You've been
now.
busy for the season.
I've been sleeping
Oh,
a lot.
good. I got to do this. Take a walk on the ground. Now, don't kill me on my
A
shitty rapping as I
no.
give Craig my gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, I can save this though, right?
What do you mean save
Like,
it?
I don't
Like,
have to open this now.
no, you don't have to open it
Good.
now.
I'm opening it on Christmas. Okay. All right. Now, hold on. Hold
Now,
on.
don't put it with like your super. Yo, the
Put
gifts you have on
on
your
the
tree,
tree.
the gifts you have on. I didn't put your name on it. That's what I do, right? That's fine. You do it. Yeah. Craig's gonna put that away. Yeah, I realize even back to the drone situation, a lot of people just don't have trust. You gotta understand that everything happens for a reason. There's no way they're just gonna introduce these things and all these drones. We're going back to China with that weather balloon. We're going back to them saying there's stuff that's in our atmosphere that we don't really pay attention to. I think this is just par for the course of us getting accustomed to things that we're gonna be seeing more often. Remember, we used to see those videos of the robot dogs? Now you're like, oh, those things are creepy. But if you see one, you're gonna say, hey, that's a robot dog. Right, I've seen those before on Twitter or any social media on YouTube, so you're more familiar, right? Don't get it tangled or twisted. A lot of these technologies, a lot of these ideas and concepts were already signed, sealed, and delivered years before we see them. So a lot of things that you see come out, whether it's upgrades and new technology, even with AI, the companies that are releasing these things have already done their due diligence. And they already know it. So by the time it hits the market and hit road to them, they're on the seventh version of that. So yeah, you could take it with a grain of salt, but I want to go back to being bored. I want to go back to have nothing in the news, Craig. Don't you want to go back with nothing going? Oh shit, Craig get a gift. Now do I have to open this here?
Have to
I do
open
not have to open this with,
it.
and this shit got some weight to it. Damn, Craig, you got my next.
You take that with you. Christmas Day, open
This
up.
is nice. You know why? As I was saying, to
See,
your significant other,
the wrapping job is pretty
the rabbit
consistent.
job is pretty consistent. I like I said, I bought like I was saying, I bought a like the Costco wrap size of two wraps for the
And yeah,
past
you're just
year.
stuck.
Yeah. So now I look at my tree
You're
and it's
like,
only two. And
it's all
I
the
like a
same.
little, yeah. I've always liked multiple different colors. Aw, thanks, Craig.
Hey, it's
Man, it'll
beautiful
be in my
though.
jammies. Open
It's
this up.
the gift
Yeah.
given, son.
My girl's gone. So just me and my daughter here for Christmas.
Is it?
Yeah.
She
So
went back home?
she's home.
Very beautiful.
I'm watching all her videos of
Very
her
beautiful.
like in beautiful, beautiful sunlight. And because where she lives is just, it's like on the coastline. So she has like three center islands in front of her house.
Really?
And they're closer than that. So they're just there, just wild
You just
islands.
wake up to it.
Yeah, you just wake up to that shit.
God damn.
Man, it's complaining, it's hot. I'm like, yeah, as soon as you left, it went to minus 17. But I was telling the people about the drones, and I was telling the people that, hey, all these things like the robot dogs and stuff like that, these are all technologies that the companies that released them already knew they're in the works. They're on the seventh version now. We're
Yeah.
just getting put on game.
It's the tip of the
Could
iceberg
you
for a lot
imagine
of
when the
these.
microwave first get introduced?
Everyone was like, yo, mind blowing,
Yeah, what is
generational.
this, right? And we've heard about irradiation and cancer, but we don't care. Craig, is there a lifespan? And should I get a new? I've had a microwave for a while.
Yeah.
We're talking probably over 15 years. Should I get a new one?
Hell no.
Oh
They don't make
shit.
them like they used to.
You sure?
Yeah, 100%.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
If it works, when you plug that thing
And
in,
I'm worried about like,
no.
is am I getting more radiation because it gets old? It's like an
No.
old Chevy, right?
No. Technology for microwaves has not evolved like
And Craig knows why I'm asking him this, because yeah, we're the best
that.
people to ask for this. Yeah.
Never. May I use
Yeah.
Exipro?
Oh shit.
That
With
thing right
the
there,
wood grain.
that's like 20, 30 years
Oh, nuke it
easy.
is fine. Yo, it's
Your
only
food never
made
tasted better.
for TV dinners. Yeah, I
No.
wouldn't get another one.
Okay.
Okay,
All right.
fine.
Let's
Thanks
close
for
off
saving. Yeah, let's close off
quick,
strong.
quick little. Let's do a little Christmas back and forth. All right.
Okay, hit
So,
me.
all right. We've celebrated many trips around the sun, it's safe to say. So,
Yes,
give
sir.
me a general Christmas gift that you are no longer thrilled to receive. Make
Sweaters.
sweaters
Yeah.
laid out.
Yeah. Don't socks are fine. I love socks.
Yeah, I fucks with
I'm
those.
down with socks,
Yeah.
funky socks. But when it comes to clothes, unless it's a jacket that's you have to know my style, don't get
Limitedly
me
dishy.
clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me clothes. Cause I don't want to get something. I'm like, I'm very particular about things, especially what I wear. So I would rather you not get me clothes. What
That's
about
fair.
you?
Something that to me is played out. I would say, I think it's for me, it's not so much the gift, but I'll go with like the stocking category. It's the sweets. I don't know why. The
Shouldn't it be a
sweets,
gift?
it's not.
I see people re-gifting the sweets because you get work where they give you a batch of candy.
Right,
You're like, yo,
right.
hold that. I keep sweeping sweets in my house as a treat.
Yeah, just laying
Munch on
around.
snacks.
Yeah,
Yeah, you have a
yeah.
bowl of like chocolate covered whatever,
Yeah.
the Ferrero Rocher joints, no sponsor, whatever,
Fair.
right? Yeah, don't give. Okay, but why do you give sweets on Hollow on Valentine's Day? Because it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's definitely a tradition. No, I just like I have so my mom, for instance, she's very common and she looks for the same things, which some aren't even made anymore. So there was this like
I
Lifesavers.
love that. You're like, Mom, they can't make that
Oh
anymore.
man. So there was
It's
this
poison.
Lifesavers booklet, and I don't know if you remember it. Do you
Lifesavers
remember
booklet.
Lifesavers? You
Yeah,
remember
I know
those? And so
Lifesavers.
Lifesavers, there was this booklet and it would just have like packs of Lifesavers in
Yo,
it.
I haven't had Lifesavers in a minute.
Me too. And
They
I'm
were
good with
before
that. I'm
before
okay
Jolly
with that.
Rancher, because
Yeah.
they did the
Yeah, they
fruit.
were. They were.
I used to crush Lifesavers back in your mom's a 90s baby, bro. Yeah.
I
So she wants Lifesavers?
just I don't eat sweets as much as I used to,
Hold
bro.
on. I
Like I
can
get
help
this
you out.
fucking abundance.
What about a Lifesavers towel?
I sure.
Maybe a hat?
Sure. A fitted. Always. Bro, I will never get
Right?
tired of fitteds.
Right, where it's
Never,
like, what's
ever.
your flavor? And you
Yeah.
put her favorite flavor on the
Yeah.
hat,
Yeah.
right?
Okay.
Your mom likes tradition, she likes old, she likes the things she grew up with.
This is like she is so stubborn and set in her ways. And that is fine because I've accepted that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you got to accept when the times change a
So
little
you
bit. You know what I
find
mean?
it hard to get your mom a gift?
No. I had a great time this year with it. Very easy, straight to the point. She gave me a list. It wasn't like a generic or figure it out.
Yeah, I like
No
what she
problems
tell you.
there.
Oh, Papa Craig.
Yeah, actually, last year I felt.
Craig didn't get his dad a gift. Craig's like, I forgot.
I felt really bad last year, so I gave him a gift and I bought him one of those
What happened last year again? Refresh our memory.
so I bought him a jump starter, like a battery jump starter with an air compressor built all in one. He already had one, so I have
Your dad's a trades dad.
No, he's
Oh, you
not.
only had one. So
But he already had it, so I took it.
have you used it?
Oh yeah, it's in my back seat right now, all
Beautiful.
the time. I can never get tired of fitteds. I could say that. Never
Yep.
ever get
We
tired of
know.
fitteds. Yeah, right. I can't
We
say that part
know.
enough. Now, okay, second question. Do you ever, it's a two part. So do you ever ask for certain things that you do not get or know you will not get? And if so, what is something you bought for yourself this year? Regardless of that first question.
Path of Exile 2 for about $40.
There you go.
That was my game. That was
Doesn't it
my
feel
treat
so
for
good?
myself because I figured
There's nothing better.
when you get like a game or something for yourself
I
that is
love
not to
it.
be shared.
I love getting gifts from people, but when you just like, yo,
Yeah,
this
I
is
deserve
for
this.
me,
No, you
from
know what?
me,
It's funny
to
because I
me.
spoke to my cousin because I'm like cleaning
So
up all my
selfish.
credit and shit, right? I'm almost there. Well, I'm there. But so I'm always conscious now about the things I spend. I spoke to my cousin is because he said he's like, yo, you gotta treat yourself.
You have to.
Then I'm like, all right, bro, I'm getting a game. Because
YOLO.
I convinced like five of my buddies to get the game.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, did you get it yet? I'm like, nah. But then I get it.
They
And
already liked
I
it.
blew through it. So I'm above them. I'm beyond them now. So I'm just helping them with their little dinky missions. And they're dying and leaving me in the boss fight. I'm like, you
Yeah.
guys are useless.
Oh no.
Right? So yeah, I don't
My gift to me myself was I can't tell you yet. It was last episode when we
I
on the
was worried.
recording.
I know what it is.
Yeah. Maybe.
Did you get your controller?
I did
Your
not.
mouse?
I did not.
You didn't get your mouse.
I did not.
Because that was I was
It's
torn.
on my list.
I was torn. Correct space
I
like somebody better
hope
get
I
me.
got it.
I've said
I hope I got it. I don't know.
Exactly. Because I went to search it and I'm just like, they're all that said. I'm like, okay.
No.
Yeah, so Craig's like, all the gifts on that you better have them.
There's something about buying something for yourself. Because, okay, it's like it's a blessing in its own to buy for others.
Yeah.
100%. We can
But
all agree
suddenly you
that.
feel guilty getting stuff for yourself. So that's why it feels good when you get
Shouldn't. Yeah, it's
something.
a guilty pleasure, bro. And
Yeah.
both of us got some birthdays coming up.
Yeah,
So
my
it's like a
birth.
two for
I
one deal,
completely
bro.
don't. I'm not thinking about, as I said, my lady's not here right now. And she's like, yo, you know I'm not here. So all of her attention was set on her going home, like dealing some business and stuff there. So I think I only person has gifts. I don't have gifts under my tree, I think.
Not
It's
yet?
no.
For you.
For me.
Yeah, for you.
For me. But it's and I'm fine with that. So just for my kid and wifey, I got her one or two jewelry pieces that she's been like drooling over and whatever. But
That's beautiful.
she don't listen to the pod anyway, so I can say it here.
If
But otherwise than that,
I take 3 days to mix
I
it.
know, right? Question to you is any New Year's resolutions or you're done with that?
Fuck, man. I got one, but I'm not set in stone. Okay, so I've been vaping for a minute now. Right? Been vaping. Shout out to all the vapors out there. Shout out to all the smokers. Shout out to those who are trying to quit.
You'll go back to smoking. I know you.
I miss it so much.
I know you. You'll go back to, as soon as you stop that, you're going back to a bogey.
My vape, I forget what happened, but I couldn't get my usual vape flavor or some shit like that.
Snapped.
And I bought a pack of Bogues, which is fine. No, it wasn't even like a, like it was just like natural to me. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. You know what I mean?
How did it feel?
Not as good as the third pack I bought.
Oh, you burned through those two packs.
You know what I'm saying? So then I was on pack three and I was like, yo, I should probably go buy that before this becomes a problem. I miss it so much. So, okay. My New Year's resolution.
Shout out to the smokers out there.
I truly do want to quit cold turkey altogether. Like no bogeys.
You got
to
pick a date.
No vape.
Feel like you're from Christmas Day on.
But I want to and I don't want to at the same time, man. It's such a selfish thing, but I really don't want to.
You know when that, when, so much. I will tell you when that comes more apparent and easy to make a decision.
With some youths.
Yes.
100%.
Because you automatically.
Because it's not for you.
Yeah. Because then you're like, you know what? I don't want to be the dad with like the kids there building a snowman and I'm burning a bogey.
And even outside of that, like life has hit hard in December. There's other factors that have led me to be
health-wise too.
Health-wise. December has been such a health conscious December.
Oh shit.
And it's like, you can make great decisions. You can make good, you can make bad, but there's something about it. And I think a lot of it is because I don't smoke weed anymore.
Oh.
That's what makes it so much
so
harder.
So quit everything else, go back to weed.
Should
now I? You can. I don't want you to.
CBDs?
Maybe get a vape.
Just a weed vape instead.
Get a weed vape? I don't know. I would not want you to go back smoking. That's my thing. I wouldn't want you to because I feel.
I almost feel like.
I would like to quit.
The bogeys were better. Because the vape, a lot, like I can hit it right now. Like I hit this thing so consistently that like I'm out of fucking breath, bro. Like I walk down the stairs.
Are you serious? It bothers you like that?
Yeah. Where is
the you should stop because I've seen studies where they're like, as he's vaping, lung, right? Yeah, the lungs like dying and shit.
Popcorn lung, right?
Yeah, Craig.
100%.
Craig, I don't want you to have popcorn lungs.
I don't either.
You should stop.
Is there bogeys in that package?
No. It's either that or cancer. I don't know, man. It's rough.
I know.
You have to make the choice. I'll probably talk to your girl and make her force you to quit. And
just no, no. She like, already hates everything. Bogey vape the whole bit, but she hates bogey more.
She doesn't burn?
Nah.
She wouldn't even try.
Nah, she's a good girl.
Nah, Craig's like,
I got me a good.
No wild party stories about my girl.
We had her fam jam yesterday. It was a fucking awesome time.
Yeah.
We got lit. We made jello shots and I couldn't just let her be out on her own. So I'm like, yo, one for one.
There, yeah.
Yeah, you take one, I'm taking one. I'll take two to your one.
How do you guys get home?
Parents drove.
Nah.
In-laws drove. It's beautiful. What's your New Year's? Do you have one?
My New Year's resolution is maybe finally decide to pee sitting down.
Ooh, why is that a thing lately, eh? I heard all these prison channels talk.
See?
Did you get that too?
The algorithm got to us. That was there.
Did
but
you get
also
that too?
Because my girl's gone, so even I told her, I'm like, yo, the house is super clean when you're not here. So
the
I don't know,
always up.
I don't know what's going on. And I think one night I took a piss and I'm just like, yo, is that you?
Yeah.
And I knew this because I've dabbled in the field of like positive ions, negative ions, where they spoke about bacteria in the washroom.
Yeah.
It's like when you fart in the washroom, if you see it on the infrared, it's like it goes
everywhere.
It's on your tooth, bro. You take a shit in the washroom.
It's on your toothbrush.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry, Craig.
No. I flush with the seat down. I watch Mythbusters.
Right?
I've seen them.
There's fecal matter in the air. There's all kinds of shit, right? So. Yeah. For guys out there, when you do pee standing up, you might feel a couple splash.
You get a drop.
Droplets on your
Everybody
foot
knows,
or whatever.
Yeah, if you just your imagine them.
Yeah, it's like
get
a sneeze.
That little,
The sneeze is fine, but imagine what you can't see. There's more there.
But like,
well, I've been thinking about it. Now here's a problem.
I feel like I should be supportive.
Go on.
No, I
or
feel
don't
like I
support.
Be.
Tell me why you shouldn't. Okay, well, be yourself because
we talk about back in the days, right? And we talk about how you know. You rolled around in the dirt, right?
Yes.
And that's how it made
but
you.
But like you tell your mom,
yeah, but you
times have changed.
Immune system.
No, it's not that.
Mm.
It's my OCD.
Oh, okay,
I
fair
don't want
enough.
my bathroom in my head to have piss droplets on the
Everywhere.
floor.
Infrared. Saying that like being on the
Yeah.
blacklight
I'm
test.
thinking it in.
What we need to do is
Don't
said
bring
your
a black
bathroom,
light
fam.
to
I said your bathroom.
that even.
Come on now, Lily. Yo,
No,
Lily
it
Phillips,
has crossed my
relax.
mind. What if my kid just fucked around and watched some videos took come a black light all over the
The
damn.
chair
They're like, yo, damn,
on the
oh my
PlayStation
God.
controllers.
Listen, full I don't want to say this.
Path to exile.
I come sometime. I'm like, babe, I know you're free, but try not to sit in the chairs butt naked. I'm airing all this. I don't care.
Oh, man.
But I would in my head it's just of a more of a cleanliness thing. And I just for guys, it's like, yo, is it masculine? But back to what you said, in prison, you'll get stabbed
100%.
if the dude is sleeping
And
and
you're
either
pissing on
you're
speed
pissing
up.
on him
Yeah.
or spat on his feet,
Yep.
or then it splats on the floor and it smells like piss after a while. It gets in
They
the mat.
said the lifers especially piss sitting down because they say this is my forever home. I don't want next man piss in my yard,
Shout out to the lifers.
which is fair.
Hidden gem from St. Quentin.
What is what's your top Christmas gift want? Like, what is your top I want for 2024? What's at the top of your Christmas list? If Xanta could
Stack
bless the
some
pandemic.
money. Stack some money.
You greedy fuck.
I'm sorry. I'm never the type
What
to be.
kind of, like, singles? Dollar
No,
bills?
we're talking big
Yo, bag
boys,
of
big
loonies?
face,
Big
big
sack of
face, big face. Oh,
loonies?
clank. Big
Shit.
faces because there's some things I want to get done in the next couple of years, and as I'm straightening my life out, I just want to be able to tackle things. I'm not that far away to be like your vacation anytime, anywhere,
Good.
and that's my goal, is to be able to,
Just live life, bro.
yeah. Like I tell my buddy, I'm like,
You work to live, not live to work.
I had lunch with my buddies yesterday, and I'm talking. They're very successful, and I tell them, I'm like, yeah, I love the money you have, but enjoy your life. Enjoy. And some of them convince me that working is what they do, it's their stick, that's their enjoyment, their fulfillment. But I tell them, I'm like,
It's fair.
you guys have family, you're telling me your girl's like turning into a gargoyle because you are not around.
Yeah.
And so she's living without you. So when you show up now, it's like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, we gotta get really comfortable with each other. So shout out to people that work away from their homes, even if you're making good money. Shout out to all the people that travel for work all around the world that
Yeah.
gotta be away from their families for days, weeks, months on end. It's not easy, because you never know, some dude could be blowing your girl's back out at home and you think it's all cool.
Yo,
But that's
those
on her.
business trips hit different,
It's
bro.
on her.
You got a
You could be
hundred
blowing,
man lined
but it's
up.
fine for me to blow somebody's back out because I'm in a hotel. I'm in a town for a couple of days.
I would say, like, beyond everything, the
Yeah,
biggest
it's for you.
blessing. Oh man, like, okay, so selfishly, the number one thing on my list was, I think it was the mouse. Yes, was the
I
mouse.
know. I know.
We
God,
made
you
some
good.
jokes. So my mom's been doing a lot of shopping, similar to your mom's hustle. My mom's been doing a lot of shopping at a convenience store. We've
Yeah.
been getting a lot of weird
You're
gifts,
like, what's going on
weird
here?
gifts
What?
that are sentimental, but also like
Like weird gifts?
weird
You like
gifts.
weird gifts, but we'll take it. It's
And
the effort that counts, Greg.
we made the joke that the RGB on my mouse would be three distinct colors, which would be the Indian flag.
Oh my God.
It's just playing Punjabi MC like through your whole run through, like.
I'm not a fan. Those colors of the flag, the colors are not vivid.
Like, I'm rocking Diablo, and it's like ding 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 ding. Okay,
I was
seriously
gonna
though,
sing the song, but I don't know the words. But I
the
definitely
biggest
took
blessing over everything that
it.
I've appreciated more and more as years go by, as I get older, is just good company, which is you, 100%.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you too, bro.
Being surrounded by friends and family, loved ones, those that want the best for you. There's something about
Yes.
that just can't be
100%.
rivaled, man. That tree could be bare and empty, and I would not care, truthfully. I feel like I have everything that I need.
Yeah,
I got a roof over my head.
that's
I
true.
got some food in my belly. I got some drink in my cup. And
Happy
that's the
to be an uncle, that's all.
most
For
important.
me, it's I'm with you on that because I think I take for granted. There's a saying that I heard, and sometimes when it happens to me, I get
Yeah.
annoyed. It's surround yourself with people that get excited to see you. And I hate that because
You
I'm
don't want to
always
be the
like,
center of attention,
yeah,
hey? You're like,
like,
yo,
yo,
it's
would you
just
guys
me.
chill out?
Dane wants to be the guy that's like in the on the couch, just let me
A
die
one
here,
two
fam.
joke, yeah, one two fables, couple stories, and
Zane
then you're
wants his
cool.
flowers after he's gone. That's basically
Yeah,
it,
come
right? And I'm
on,
the same way.
send me
I'm
in
the
a
same way.
text, right? But guys, as the season's coming to an end and the year's coming to an end, love and cherish each other. Take a cup of coffee for that old timer that you've seen down the hallway or seen in your neighborhood.
Yep.
People that don't celebrate, that's fine. I'm only appreciated because the year kind of convinces everybody to be more pleasant and be more nicer to each other, except for that lady that wanted me to drop her in Mississauga because she missed her bus for church.
Oh, you trifling.
I'm like, lady is minus 17 and called her
Feels
tax.
like minus
Then I
15.
called a tax for her. She's like, how much was it? I'm like, I don't know.
Don't worry about
Yeah.
that.
And she's like, I don't want a tax anymore. And she disappeared. But that's a different story.
Bro.
Love someone to love someone and just be respectful and realize that everybody comes from the same situation as you. That everybody has a Christmas. All the donation centers and the food banks are taking a beating this year because things are hard altogether.
Yeah.
So people can't even give because they didn't got much to give.
Yeah.
Just cherish what little you have
Yeah.
on the next couple of days.
So important, man. So
And
important.
whether it's you just sitting down and watching cartoons or just watching your favorite seasonal movie or reading a good book or just sitting down and staring at the person you love.
The most valuable thing, listeners, everybody, the most valuable thing is time. Because it's not promised to any of us. You can't wrap it. You can't put a dollar value
That's
on any
true.
of
You
it
can't wrap
most times.
time.
And that's the most important thing. So value what you have, cherish what you have. It's just makes you more thankful as time goes on, right?
Yeah, and we're thankful for you guys.
We are, bro, we are spending
You can go listen to Joe Rogan.
hidden
That's like
sticks.
solidified.
Yo, if I
But for
could.
some reason, y'all here.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all here with
Yeah.
us. Y'all pulled up. Y'all pulled up your drink.
All over the world.
Y'all accepted all of the isms. We're here to talk
All
about it
the fact
openly.
checks that we never fact check.
We are spending another trip around the sun as we go, right, in the Western world. And
Yeah, man.
I wish y'all a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. I hope that everything that you want becomes true. I hope that everything, go chase your goals for
Yeah, work
2025, y'all.
for it, man.
Yeah,
Work
just work
for it.
hard, and we will see y'all on the next episode.
Jeez. Peace.
Peace.